The confusion began almost right away for Duane and Tracy Lambeth when they bought half of a 2-acre island. The previous owner had secured a building permit for 2 cabins and a conditional use permit for a rental operation for 4 guests. The Lambeths assumed the permit was for 4 guests per cabin, and suddenly Dove Island Lodge had a capacity of 8 guests. The Lambeths subsequently obtained what they believed was implied consent from the planning department for a bed and breakfast in a 2-story addition to one of the cabins. At roughly the same time, they obtained a building permit for an expanded commercial kitchen. That boosted Dove Island's capacity to 24 guests. The packet prepared for planning commissioners has no information at all on any local, state, or federal permits obtained by the Lambeths to have expanded the existing dock on Dove Island to 160 feet, built a seafood processing facility with cold storage, and a floatplane mooring. These developments might have come to the attention of the Planning Commission sooner had neighbors complained, but the island's only other resident, Alice McChesney, may be the lodge's biggest fan. She told the commission that Dove Island was about more than fishing.
I think one of the important things about what they're doing is bringing people here for the experience of Sitka.
McChesney's 2 adult children aren't in agreement with their mother on the benefits of the lodge. Neither are the 218 residents who signed a petition stating that Dove Island had been operating out of compliance with its permit for 5 years. All guests cross McChesney's property on a boardwalk easement to reach the lodge. An all-terrain vehicle transports their luggage. The 218 petitioners recommended that the Planning Commission issue Dove Island a new conditional use permit for only 8 guests at a time. A new permit allowing Dove Island to continue as is was all that Duane Lambeth and his attorney, Anchorage Assemblyman Dan Coffey, wanted the Planning Commission to consider. Coffey suggested that the city was as much to blame as the Lambeths for the current state of affairs, and that denying a permit was punishment.
There is a sense that somehow if you allow this, you are allowing a circumstance to exist or to give a permit to a circumstance that somehow would reward behavior that was intentionally wrong. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Dove Island Lodge was seeking 2 conditional use permits, one for a commercial dock with a seafood processing facility, and the second for the operation of an existing lodge with accommodation for 24 guests. Commission Chair Bob Alexander was recused from the issue due to a confidential financial conflict of interest with the lodge. Acting Chair Brian McNitt has been the most outspoken critic on the commission of the Dove Island situation. He argued that it was not a matter of punishment, but of process.
If we were starting from scratch and Mr. Lambeth came in and said, I want to build a lodge out there, and I want to have 24 guests, and I want to have a dock, and I want to float plane, and I want to have a fish processing operation on the dock, we would have a big public hearing about that. And I'm fairly certain that there would be a lot of concern about that. We didn't go through that process because they developed the lodge without that.
McNitt said approving Dove Island's permit application 5 years after the fact would invalidate the work the commission did to establish code and send the wrong message to people who play by the rules. The 3 other commissioners present focused more on the details of Dove Island's permit request. Larry Cruz said that Jamestown Bay was no longer the commercial area it was in past decades, and floatplane traffic was not appropriate in residential areas. Jeremy Twaddle thought the dock was important, but excessive at 160 feet.
Yeah, it's pretty hard for me to get behind this dock as a whole, especially with the proposition of new expansion on the float that's already been expanded so many times without any prior written approval. But obviously, the business that they provide out there, I think, is a valuable business. I mean, I definitely don't think we should try and take their dock from them.
In the end, the Planning Commission pared down Dove Island's request to a size it could approve. The lodge could have 14 overnight guests at a time, roughly equal to its current average occupancy over a 153-day season. The dock could stay, along with the processing building, but the processing equipment and compressors would have to go. Additionally, floatplane activities would have to cease entirely. The vote on both conditional use permits was 3-1, with McNitt opposed and Alexander recused. City Planning Director Wells Williams hinted obliquely that Dove Island and its attorney would not accept the decision.
Mr. Coffey is going to make hay with me in court on this thing.
The modified permits for Dove Island Lodge will be heard by the Sitka Assembly at their regular meeting on February 26th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.